K-State Nation, what's up? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, coming to you on this Tuesday, June 17th, 2025. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. Again, I'll be gone on Thursday right around this time. But still, I'll have content, hopefully, lined up for you guys. The recording board, that's not the issue, because I already got recording stacked up. All I have to do is plug in place, upload it, and then it'll be ready for you guys. But if anything breaking news happens while I'm gone, I will mark that, obviously, on the road trip while I'm in Minnesota, and then when I come back, we'll deload all of it here on this Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that is football coming, fall sports coming soon, folks, fall. I meant to say football, men's women's basketball, men's women's golf, and so much more. So that is the plan. I've said it several times on this podcast, and I'll remind y'all again as we move along. I mentioned cross country in yesterday's show, right? Well, cross country. K-State cross country course. That's going to be coming up this fall, right? K-State cross country invites runners of all ages to participate in a summer camp around the university campus in the city of Manhattan. So, folks, Manhattan Nation, K-State Nation, if you're living in Manhattan and you're interested, if you're a runner, why I'm going out of town because ET3, the return to Duluth this weekend. I'm not doing a marathon this go around, doing the popular half marathon, the Gary B. Yorkland half marathon, which is on Saturday, along with the marathon, the Grandma's Marathon. And then Friday night is the William Irvin 5K, which I'm not doing that. I'll be doing my usual pre-shakeout run before that. So, yeah, man, I'm ready to get up there and get this thing popping up there. So I'm excited to go back a second time, which was not even in the cards. My interest kind of grew because of KCRC 2.0. Shout out to you guys. They were going up there. So that's why I jumped in at the last minute, sort of. So it made sense. And now we're going to go up there and we're going to let this thing fly, baby. Cannot wait to see what unfolds up there. It's going to be, obviously, the North, North has special meaning, obviously, to me. The Grandma's Marathon, it's going to be 3 summers since I ran a Grandma's Marathon, which is my second fastest marathon. And maybe a return trip up there next year for potential qualifying spot. So, for Boston, but we'll see. It's way too far out right now, though. But in the near future, though, even before that, K-State Cross Country is going to be hosting some camps here, and let me see, next month, right? So it looks like it's going to be two 4-hour dates are available, with campers set to expect training runs, educational lectures on nutrition, recovery, sports psychology, and training, as well as fun and games as well. So this is going to be a weekend, Friday and Saturday, folks. So you're going to have July 11th, I'm going to actually have to mark this down. Ooh. July, we'll see. I have other hurdles I need to clear for this. So it might be a moot point, but for you guys interested if you're a runner or you want to come out and learn more about it's more about running, obviously. I just told y'all, nutrition, recovery, psychology, PT, physical therapy, all that stuff, right? July 11th, 1-5. So it's going to be the weekend of July 11th and the 12th. I just simplified that for y'all. 1-5 on Friday, July 11th. And then on Saturday, the 12th, 9-1 p.m. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, cross-country edition, folks. All ages are welcome with a $250 fee, while coaches receive free access with their athlete Housing and meals will not be provided. Campers will receive a free K-State cross-country t-shirt as well as other prizes awarded during games and lectures as well. If you want more, obviously, I'm going to write, kids, this might have to be a posted. But anyways, yeah, for more information, go ahead and I'll give this out to you right now. The assistant head coach, Trey Brokaw at tbrokaw@kstatesports.com. That is T. All this is lowercase. The email probably shouldn't do it, but I'm going to do it anyway because this is the K-State podcast, all things K-State sports. tbrokaw@kstatesports.com. I'm pretty sure you can spell that there as well. I'm just going to give you the email. I'm not going to, if you want the phone number, it's on the article that I have talked about here. So I'm just going to give the email. I'm not going to give the phone, hand the phone number out for privacy's sakes. But it's on there. It's on this article anyway. But Trey Brokaw, the assistant head coach of cross country, men's women's cross country, tbrokaw@kstatesports.com. This is nice right here. This is nice. Obviously, you got your football camps. Recently, Avery Johnson hosted a summer camp, I believe recently, as well. I think it was recently. I saw that on Insta. So yeah, man. There you go, folks, runners, K-State Nation, the cross country putting on this event July 11th and the 12th. And this is probably going to be posted on Thursday when I leave for Minnesota. So yeah, man, happy that, I see cross country getting involved in the summer camps a little bit for the kids as well. So, definitely want more information. Definitely reach out to Coach Trey on the email as well. So cross country 2025 summer edition, summer camp, July 11th and the 12th in Manhattan, Kansas. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it for a podcast found free and available daily. Remember, just record K-State content again. iTunes, Spotify, you know what it is. Make sure you subscribe during this calm period ahead of a big fall sports in 2025. A lot of anticipation about football, obviously, because it is the main pitch, main fastball. In Manhattan, Kansas, the new era in women's soccer. I keep hyping that up, and for good reason, under Colin Corbin. And, of course, you have, let's not forget about, hey, Jason Mansfield entering his third year at the helm as head coach of the women's volleyball team. Poppy Knapp, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D-I-E, apostrophe podcast. For more, myself and Alex Aiden, we will get together tomorrow before I leave for Minnesota. And of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. That's going to wrap things up on this cross-country edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.